Glory to my Guru, Sri Krishna Guruji. Today we're undertaking Chapter 5 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Kinds of Love Divine, Section 2, Secondary Love Divine, Sutras 56 and 57. There are just two sutras today, so first we'll hear them together and then we'll take them one by one. The secondary devotion is of three kinds according to the difference in the mental disposition of the devotee or according to the type of discontentment in the devotees. Then, each succeeding one, each proceeding one, becomes the nobler, the greater. Now we'll take each sutra one by one. Sutra 56. The secondary devotion is of three kinds according to the difference in the mental disposition of the devotee or according to the type of discontentment in the devotees. There are some devotees who live within the secondary devotion before one reaches the highest devotion, where there is no separation of God and the individual, where everything is seen as God. Narada Muni tells us that the secondary devotion is of the three modes of nature. This devotee practices devotion according to his or her own tendencies, be they in the mode of sattva, rajas, or tamas. The way that you have lived in the previous lives decides where you take birth in this current life, but you bring with you those past tendencies which you displayed. Sri Krishna Guruji has told his devotees and disciples that when you observe a person, you will see his tendencies. Try as they may, their predominant guna will shine through. It is true for you too. Even in this life, you will develop tendencies under the influence of place, time, family, friends, society, culture, and country. Governed by tamas, this devotee does not want to put forth the effort to reach God. He wants to bargain with God. He'll say, God, if you do this for me, then I will worship you. And he will say, if God wants me to go to temple, he will send for me. The devotee led by rajas will always tell you about all that he has done for God. He will say, I donated so much money for the temple. He will wear the best of clothes, not to please the deity, but to show his wealth. When he goes to temple, he will pay to quickly get darshan and to be directly in front of the deity. He makes a show of what he offers to God. Finally, there is the sattvic devotee, the one who is following rituals for the sake of the ritual. He will torture his body by fasting for days. He will wear modest clothes, and he will follow the Vedas and utter the sacred words with perfection. Sri Krishna Guruji has taught that there are concentric circles of devotees surrounding Sri Krishna and Radha. The inner circle is made of 8 devotees. Next is the circle of 100 devotees, and then 1,000 devotees, and so on and so on. So in which circle would you like to be? Think of saints such as Mirabai, Tukaram, and even Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa. Mirabai ignored her birthright because she only cared for Lord Krishna. She would only speak of Krishna. She would sing of Krishna. And she wrote her deep, heartfelt poetry for Krishna. Tukaram was lost in love and constantly sang about the Lord. He had composed 5,000 abhangs for the Lord. Then think of how Sri Ramakrishna Paramahansa cried and suffered his love for the Supreme Mahakali. There are many such examples throughout time. Who was Hanumanji but the devotee of Sri Ram? Who were the gopis but the devotees of Lord Krishna? There is a story of Yashoda going to visit Radha after Krishna had left. Yashoda was missing her son and asked Radha how it could be that she too was not sad without Krishna. Then Radha responded that he was there. She turned round as she told Yashoda to look. He is there, there, and there. With her eyes of love, She could see him everywhere and in everything. Sutra 57. Then each succeeding one, each preceding one, becomes the nobler, the greater. So you will know that the devotee on the bottom rung is the tamasic devotee. Upon the next rung is the rajasic devotee. Above him is the sattvic devotee. In their own ways, they are devoted to God, but none of these three are qualified for the highest devotion. There can be no laziness, ego, or pride. The tamasic devotee is lazy. The rajasic devotee is full of ego. The sattvic devotee is prideful of his ritualistic behaviors, and these do not qualify for the highest devotion. So what is the qualification? Well, do not ask for anything. Do not take ownership of action. Do not perform acts of pride. Just simply be in love with the Lord. Be madly and unabashedly in love with Him. So we'll stop here today. This completes Sutra 56 and 57 of the Narada Bhakti Sutra, Chapter 5, Kinds of Love Divine, Section 2, Secondary Love Divine. Thank you for listening. God bless and lots of love.